Obanti.
Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Okay, we'll have a happier day today. We had a close friend yesterday said they listened to like 15 minutes of Tom Vosinko, and blood pressure got too high, and they left. But, oh, okay.
It wasn't slit your wrist radio.
We're just talking
not
about what's happening.
Not for your faint-hearted.
What do you hear today and some of the things that are going on?
God.
But speaking of something that's going on.
I'll break it into commercial quickly.
You know, that looks like a Hawaiian shirt there, Bad Bomb.
That, in fact, would be.
Well, that's...
Acquired for a very reasonable cost at one of our local, I'm not ashamed to say it, thrift stores.
Love
it. You've got to be shopping where you can find good deals.
Cool people shop at thrift stores.
There you go. Okay.
You've got to be looking for the good stuff.
And speaking of cool people, here she is.
Good morning. Welcome. And it is wonderful to be here. Welcome, Chat Packers. Good morning. Let's tell you what today's going to look like. It's going to be 93. Clear skies and low tonight of 65. Looks like we're going to be pretty much not in the double digits again all week long. And it doesn't look like we have a chance of thunderstorms or anything like that for this week coming. Also wanted to let you know, okay, buck up. Are you ready for this? CB is going to be picked up today at noon. He is going to be a jailbird. He's going to be arrested, this is what it says, for having a big heart and taking to Logan's to help raise funds to send kids to camp. Jailbirds were turned in Money's Raise Network, have their pictures taken, and call any last-minute friends. You may be getting a call.
Oh, family, you may be getting a call.
Bail them out of jail.
Just come on down to Logan's. Give a dollar. Stop by. Give a dollar. Give $5.
This is for Southern Oregon MDA District, and they're dedicated to advancing awareness of the MDA's programs and services such as purchasing wheelchairs, leg braces, communication devices, hosting support groups and clinics.
It says Southern Oregon, but all the money remains in Redding and Shasta County, by the way.
So there you go.
So don't think it's going someplace else. It all stays here for our kids.
It's another one of our big days here in River City.
Well, you know what?
You know what happened on this day that was really affected the world? Really affected the world. With one small step for man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
One giant leap for mankind. Astronaut Neil Armstrong, pilot of the lunar spacecraft, the Eagle, made the first footsteps on the surface of the moon at 10:56 p.m. on this day in 1969.
Now, and you have to, you know, for people that were around then and that can remember this, this was so huge. This was so huge. I believe it was 1959, Sputnik launched, and then, Russians were ahead. And then John F. Kennedy, President Kennedy, said, we will have a man on the moon by the end of this decade. And people just...
So incredible were the TV images. It was 15 minutes later. Buzz Aldrin exploring the lunar surface. People around the world stopped and collectively held their breath. The words, Houston, Tranquility Base, here, the Eagle has landed, gave instant impact to the drama of watching human beings reach something so far away. The American flag that was deployed along with other moon landing memorabilia, some 106 items in all, still sits in the moon as abandoned space junk.
It's not space junk. It just means that we've claimed the moon for ours and we can build military bases.
Where were you? I was in Mrs. Austin's classroom, which was a mobile unit at Star King School in Sacramento.
You were?
Yep. I can remember watching it on a, you know, those Roland, they used to have the Roland TV.
They still have those.
Well, that's where it was. Hey, let's go to the phone. So should we take a break and come back to Daniel?
Okay, we need to take a break. Okay. And then, Daniel, I know you're lined up. We've got other people calling to you, Daniel, so you'll be first in line. But we got to take a quick break here. This is Carl Linda Bott,
Hang
Free Fire Radio, 7:10 in the morning.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you're looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, 7:13 in the morning. It's July the 20th. Oh my gosh, July the 20th, and we're quickly, we're halfway through. Halfway through July. How can that be, sweetie?
I think we're probably three quarters through. I know, it just really, we wake up and go, okay, now what's happening this weekend? What's happening?
What happened last weekend?
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about man on the moon and all the other good stuff, but what's on your mind? You know, it's, you can always call here and tell us what's up. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, you're on line one.
Good morning, my friends.
Morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Well, you know, Gomer Pyle said it best when it comes to our city council. He said, shame, shame, shame.
Yeah. What'd they do this time?
Well, they go behind a closed-door meeting and they decide they're going to go have an appeal on the pamphleting, et cetera, down there at the library.
You know, Daniel, sometimes I just wonder about our city council. You know, the fact is we're going to discuss that. You know, Gary Cadd's in today, and he always comes in, of course, after the city council. But when I read that, I couldn't believe it, because they lost on every motion they had in the original case. And you've got the ACLU and the Tea Party locked in against this, because it's obviously a restriction of free speech. What was their reasoning behind this to take it to the next step?
Well, the real interesting thing is they felt that they had to take it behind closed doors, and this is an issue where they should have been right out there and hang out their laundry right in front of everybody. And, you know, I know a few of these folks personally, and I'm kind of flabbergasted that they would do that.
Well, you know, I'm kind of surprised myself. I'm surprised that they would do this. Gary, you were there.
Yeah,
I was 4-1. I know Jones voted against it. I mean, it's like, what's going on? I mean, we've already in the hole for $200,000, right?
We're just digging a deeper hole.
Well, you know, it's why do you keep kicking a dead horse?
Yeah.
You go back and you look all the way back to colonial times, there's been, you know, at least three main public forums that's always been. You know, we don't have a town square so much anymore, but that used to be the big one. The next one, of course, was people would go into the local church. And, you know, most recently, all the places where I've lived, you know, my time in the military has been the library.
Hey, we'd like to, Daniel, what can I say? You know, it's, so, the thing is that they did it again.
That one finally just pulled me a little bit the wrong way, so
right.
I just decided to call in and say howdy.
Okay. All right, yeah. Daniel, thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks. Okay, Jim, let's get to line two, and always love to hear your voice. What's going on with you, Jim? You're on
KCNR.
Good morning,
Linda. Yeah. Well, we were just talking about the moonshot, weren't you?
Yes, I was. It happened on this day when the man landed on the moon.
Well, there's a little asphalt cowboy history about the moonshot, too.
Oh, really? Let's hear about it.
Well, that was in July, obviously. In Reading, it was 118 that day.
Wow.
And the Asphalt Cowboys had their barbecue. And everybody stayed home in their air-conditioned houses to watch the moonshot. The barbecue was less than successful. I've told this story before, but I was in charge of beer that day, and the only way that we made money on the beer sales is the beer that we sold the cowboys to take home after the barbecue was over.
I was going to say, you didn't have door-to-door delivery, didn't you? That's a good story. Oh, right, great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Again, part of the information that was on this day, the world again stopped in anticipation of the fragile lunar module lifting off from the moon and rejoining the command ship, reuniting the three astronauts for a most historic trip home to planet Earth. When you think back on that, it's eerie.
Yeah, very eerie.
And to think about how they just land in the ocean in this little capsule.
Splashdown. How ironic that the manned space program for the foreseeable future comes to a close on tomorrow.
Yeah, their last one's coming home right now. They're packing it up.
It's something
home.
That we haven't really discussed here on Free Fire Radio, but I've been really sad about it. But my dad was an aeronautical engineer at Aerojet for 32 years, and he was responsible for one of his departments for a certain chip that went into one. I don't even know exactly which launch it was, but my dad did go over to Japan, and they did the bridge where they were sharing technologies and stuff like that. So it was a really interesting time back, and that would have been probably the 80s.
Yeah. Well, hey, by the way, it's just announced that Chief Hansen is retiring in November. He'll be on our show tomorrow first.
That just got the announcement.
Yeah. He'll be on our show tomorrow morning at around 7:30 to talk about it. And so
Well, we're going to miss him.
Yep. So it just, this is not a complete surprise, you know, if you remember last year, he was thinking about retiring, and then with all the consternation going on during the election, he said, no, I'm going to stay here and we'll get through this, and he did. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about a couple of things happening right here in River City, and here's another survey, my friends, that I've got to expose you to. A survey that on the headlines, oh my God, until you read into it and you realize is that there's a lot more to this survey that people need to know before they read the headlines and get down. Now, this is Carl in the Bot, 7:20 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at ReadingConventionCenter.com. Move over, Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR.
Dancing over there, are you?
Yeah, I'm just a dancing fool.
Been dancing a lot more recently, haven't you?
Well, you know, nobody can see me dancing here.
You know, this morning we were watching the news. They were talking about some of the stocks that were going up in Mac. You know, Mac, and I have a Mac. Carl has a PC. We talk about that. And Bad Bob does both.
Is that like the commercial with the Mac and the PC Bob guy?
Goes, yeah. Bob goes, yeah, but here's the thing. Bob goes either way.
So they have their OX.
They're teaching about you in history classes this year.
Their new release that's come out, and that's a whole other thing. But they have been, you know, across the board over gold, over Clorox was the other, you know, huge commodity. But it was Apple across the board that was doing really well. So anyway, as I'm up on my computer, you know, there's Mac this and Mac that. They're popping up all about, you know, Macintosh. Today, the weather, 93 today will be, seems to be the highs of where we're going today. Tonight, a low of 65. Tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to have a high around 93, and Thursday night will be mostly clear with around 64. We're going to flash forward here and tell you what's happening on the Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have a hot 96 on Saturday and a beautiful sunny day on 91. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, and just FYI, there is Chef Wilcox, who's a wonderful addition out to the Ensemble Vineyards, is on Thursday nights, which would be a gas to go out there. He's going to be doing, they've built a brand new pizza oven, and this guy has studied under the best, and he is an incredible chef. We've tasted some of his fares, and he will be out there Thursday evenings Sundays and Sunday evenings. Those are two new extended hours or days that have been extended into evenings. So go check it out for those of you who haven't been able to get away for weekends. Now you have like a pizza on the deck, man. That is just really awesome. It's Selma Vineyards.
Reading giving low resiliency rate rank. Okay, there's a study made by some group back in the University of Buffalo that calculates a resilience capacity index. And they released it earlier this month, and they said that, gosh, there's Reading, number 287 out of 361. The rankings consider such factors as regional economic profiles, poverty, education levels, and community connectivity, which includes home ownership, voter participation, and the number of people involved in civic groups. And then he went on a few other things saying, and well, gosh, you know, it just marks how people are able to handle things that are happening around them and being able to recover. You know, this is, it says, we find the moment of crisis, there are communities that seem to do better. And it says the top-ranked metro area is Rochester, Minnesota, and the bottom is College Station, Texas. Well, here's the thing, though, is David Gallo from Chico State, an economics professor who studies the North State's economy, blasted the index as being all but useless. My overall feeling is that it's complete nonsense. Reading, Chico, and Yuba City shouldn't get too upset. There are a number of biases in the way the researchers have weighed the different figures. He said that it makes no sense that the index would rank a community by number of civic groups, but not by church membership. And they also excluded government jobs. They also, he said, traditionally state capitals and university towns with a large number of public employees have a very stable workforce. Even the people, then, when he went back and blasted them, even the people that that put this thing out from Buffalo, okay, there was bias in any index, she acknowledged, and Gallo from Chico State raised some valid points. So here's what I'm saying, my friends. You read the front page, and it says Reading giving low resiliency rank, and then you read into it and say, well, there's biases built into it, and the fact is that perhaps, you know, and this guy is right, and that, you know, the this whole survey is suspect. But do you see that on the front page? Why is it even on the front page? Record Searchlight, why is this on the front page if they declare there's biases in it when you read it? It's another thing of putting Reading down. We don't need that. That's ridiculous. Bad. It should have said on Reading giving low resiliency rank in a survey that has biases. What is this? I mean, what sense does this possibly make to put on the front page? That's almost... I hold that in the same category as putting as the city council voting to appeal the library ruling and going forward. People, this, you know, I could be completely wrong, but, you know, this is a, you know, this comes out of the California Constitution, comes out of the Constitution of the United States about being able to have freedom of speech. What is it about the library that makes it different? That our city council would vote 4-1 to go in forward with this. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't, you know, and I guess the other thing I don't understand, if we're just going to talk about things, let's just talk about it. We got like a minute. You got something bad, Bob?
No, I was just wanting to get out my camera phone here. You're going.
Well, you know what? This is just absolutely... When you see the front page is that it puts Reading down, and then you read it and buried deep in the article saying that, oh, we've got biases here, and it's wrong. Why would you put that on the front page? Silas, what are you thinking?
Bad news sells.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Okay, the debt ceiling. You know what the interest on the debt ceiling is per month? It's $20 billion a month. That's how much we pay for interest. Now, we're making like $200 billion a month. So, and when the president says that Social Security and the military pay are in danger, it's not true. They all come out of different pots of money, and they are guaranteed by law. You have to pay that. Now, 30% of the government offices probably won't get paid. And the question is, to say that we're going to, you know, not be able to pay all this is not true. Obama said this. He knows better than that. But the other thing is that we can pay the interest on this debt. And the question is, do we really want to raise the debt ceiling again? Well, now we have new answers. We have new people. Okay, we're going to make cuts and all this other stuff. But the House just passed a cut cap and a balanced budget. Why doesn't President Obama want a balanced budget? Got to take a break. Our guest, Gary Cadd, is going to be back here, and I've already lit it up here so we can start talking about the city council and a few other things as we go along. 8 o'clock, Fred Salante from Missing in America Project. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:30 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are mixed in early morning trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down slightly, roughly 5 points. With less than 2 weeks away from hitting the debt ceiling, Congress is still searching for a solution. A new plan has emerged from the so-called Gang of Six in the Senate. That plan? To cut $3.7 trillion from the deficit. There may need to be a temporary agreement to raise the debt ceiling while Congress hashes out the details of the spending cut plan. There are several big-name stocks already on the move today. Apple shares are coming close to hitting the $400 mark. The tech giant posted a $7.3 billion profit in the latest quarter. Clorox shares are also on the rise. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn is raising his offer to buy up the remaining shares he doesn't own. The new offer is for $80 per share. He previously offered $76.50. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
One, pick up the phone. Two, make a little call. Three, Budget Blinds is there and no time at all.
Hi, everyone. This is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bottom. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting with a bunch of people down here in the chat room and KCNR1460.com. We got Fargy and Sungold and see Daniel was there. See Jaws, Coach Bob. Oh, just on and on. Okay, today is July the 20th. I'm getting picked up today at noontime to go for part of the muscular dystrophy. They're arresting me and putting me in jail at Logan's, where I think they feed me while people have to raise money to get me out. So I think my bail is $2.33. So if you can come down with $4, I think I can get out of jail. You know, it's for what you're worth. You've got other people in there, I'm sure, worth thousands. I'm worth like $5 today. Okay, hey, our guest, Gary Cadd, and we've already been talking about the city council, but Gary, you were there. You're our representative. You are Free Fire Radio's representative to city council. We may have you start wearing a shirt and a hat that has that on there.
All right.
There you go.
I'll do that for you. Well, good morning, Bob. Carl, excuse me, and Linda. Last night at the start of the meeting, they have a open comment time, and there were some folks from Friday Night Live, which is a young folks a group on drinking and non-drinking and other activities they can do, and then also with them was a group a Sober Choice, and they gave the Reading Police Department a plaque last night for their work in cutting back on drunk drivers. You know, this is one thing that folks that you hear me come in and talk about city council and contracts and managing the city's money. But at the same time, we have a police and fire department that are world class. These folks work hard, especially with the down numbers that we have right now. We're down 20-something sworn police officers, a total of 45 out of the police department, 13 out of the fire department. But with the resources these folks have, they do a fantastic job for us. The reason that I talk about the contracts is we just don't have the money and we can't lose any more of them. But anyway, the police department was given a plaque last night. Then also a fellow got up and spoke about a bicycle race that they're putting together for here in Reading. There's no date or time for it yet, but he was before the council and just telling him what was coming. Then there were three individuals, George Clark, Greg Mann, and Sherlyn Pappas spoke on the Reading police officers' contract and their pension plan. And then there were some folks that got up and talked about the convention center. And then later on in the meeting, before they went into closed session, they talked about the convention center also. There was somewhat of an easy meeting last night. The unrepresented employees of the city, there was two resolutions to change their contracts. See, they're not union, so the city can basically change their contract at will. And the first resolution was to have them take care of the employee pay their 7% of their PERS payment, and that passed 5-0. And then the furlough time that's going to be put towards them. So what's happening here is these folks are getting doubly hit. They're losing, I think, 10% of their pay, and then they're losing the 7% of their PERS payment. So what the city has done is taken the second resolution, and they basically tabled it to bring it back at a future meeting, probably the next one, and look into cutting back on that 17% reduction in pay.
And that's the 17% reduction for the unrepresentative?
For the
unrepresented guys.
Yeah, because there's two parts of it.
And that would be like the managers.
Well, actually, what it is too, it's also the REU and the utility upper management is
right. It just affects the upper management, right?
Right. Right.
And now weren't they talking about starting their own union though last year?
They started to, and then they voted against it and backed away from it.
They did. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So they didn't do that. Then there was another interesting thing. Recall.
So how much of a pay cut then did they end up taking?
Well, for right now, 7%. which will be they'll start paying their portion of their PERS payment, which is the employee portion of the PERS payment. And then the second part, there's going to be two resolutions.
Right.
First one was CalPERS, and the second one is the furlough.
So they will not be furloughed?
Well, they're probably going to be furloughed. I'm not exactly sure just how staff was wanting to take that back. They wanted to take it back.
So staff who this affects is figuring this out themselves?
In essence.
Okay. I just think that needs to be thrown out there,
yeah.
Is that the staff is figuring out how much to pay themselves.
Yeah, I don't know if this part of probably does. Yeah. Then there's a, if you remember at a previous meeting there was the REU secret room, which brought in the informal bidding process.
Right, and that was one of those small decisions that the city manager can make.
Right. Well, this is Section E under Ordinance 4.22.070, award of contracts. This line used to say the city manager or in his absence the assistant city manager is authorized to award informal contracts. Well, last night they voted, and it now reads the city council shall award informal contracts.
Well, that makes sense to me. You know, the other thing, too, is, and we've got to take a break now, is we had Kurt Starman on. Kurt, you know, and I understand what Kurt's saying. Kurt's running a big business here. I mean, Reading's a big business, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, look, we can't, you know, go to, you know, I've got to be able to make small decisions, but Kurt couldn't tell me what small is. I bet there isn't one person on the city council can tell you what the definition of small is. What's a small decision?
Yeah,
you know, what's an informal contract? I mean, it's, you know, okay, let's put a money thing on it, and side letters. I mean, that's the only thing is that, you know, we're kind of stuck here in the city is that, you know, we haven't defined a lot of things, and we haven't set levels. President Obama said if you're make over $250,000 a year, you're rich. We haven't said if you're going to have a contract over a certain amount, well, we just did today. It was over 30,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break. Gary Cadd's our guest. We're talking about city council. Fred Swanee will be coming up next talking about Missing in America.
We also have some tickets that we're going to be giving away.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, the weekend's coming up, and we've got some complimentary tickets to the Riverfront Playhouse, cheaper by the dozen, and Kids Unlimited. So be stay tuned, and we'll be giving those away in the next break here. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Talk psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon.
Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children, and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460,
530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:45 in the morning. Carl on the bot, July the 20th. Is that 75 degrees right up there, Bad Bob?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Been in business there for 35 years, and the fact is that Joe and Shelley do a lot for our community. You have Espresso Joe's, you have discounts for veterans, you have the finest walk-in humidor in the state, you have somebody that supports the veterans and the community, not just the veterans, at Tobacco and Brew. What can I say? They are, you know, they treat their customers with respect and dignity, and everybody there is friendly. Where else can you find a place like this? Tobacco and Brew. Our guest, Gary Cadden, we're talking the city council and all the great things that happen there. What else?
Well, last night under the item 11 was a suggestion from city council members relative to potential topics for future council meetings. Mr. Jones brought up, considering our association with CAL FIRE, right now we have a mutual aid agreement with CAL FIRE, and that automatic aid agreement would probably serve the city a lot better. Mutual aid is when CAL FIRE is called, such as the motel fire we had here a week, 10 days ago. There were three alarms went out, and CAL FIRE was called on the third alarm. We could have a mutual or an automatic aid agreement with them where they would be called on the first or second, depending upon alarm, depending upon the area of the city that the fire is in. I think that the city of Reading has an automatic aid agreement with the county, with us going to help them, but it's a mutual aid agreement coming from the CAL FIRE coming into the city. And I think it's four or five CAL FIRE stations that could help tremendously with fires within the city, and that's the station out on Eureka. Eureka 299 coming to the west side of town, especially when we have Station 2 shut down. The trucks out at Shasta Lake could come into the Buckeye area if there was a need for them. There's a station over at Shasta College that's manned 12 months a year that would come in and help out on the 299 in the northeast portion of the city. And then there's another station down on Airport Road. And CAL FIRE is able to man those trucks with three individuals to the truck. Where we have all but one of our truck setups here in the city are two individuals to the truck, and these agreements don't cost us any money. That it's all a reciprocal agreement that we help them, they help us. So it would greatly help if we did move towards an automatic aid. And Mr. Jones brought this up last night, and they're going to put it on a future agenda and look into it and see what the ramifications and just what all it would entail to do it. I think it's a really great idea to look into it to see what's going on.
Okay.
Well. And then also, the closed session, I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall last night. But
I bet.
You've been talking about the library, and I want to say something about the library. I see all this brouhaha that started this whole thing off in the first place. I've been going to the library and getting books here recently. I've been in there probably in the last, I don't know, four or five, six times. And I always sort of marvel at the entrance to the library, how open and spacious it is. I mean, there's quite an open area going up to the doors. There's a couple of pillars there. I mean, if you had a table, it could be off to the side, be out of the way. It doesn't look to me like you'd be blocking anything. I have to come down with my personal experience of going in and out of the library. I don't see what the whole deal was in the first place.
I've been there several times, too. I don't understand either. But, you know, I respect, you know, our city council, Missy and Patrick and, you know, Rick Bassetti, Mr. Dickerson, Francie Sullivan. I respect, you know, they've all been on this show. They've all been on this show several times. I respect their, I mean, they are intelligent, well-spoken people. They don't seem to me to be, to make decisions, with just, a snap judgment without thinking about it and looking at it. I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand the reasoning, and we need to have them on. We need to have Missy, the mayor, on, and maybe even the city attorney, and have them come on and say, okay, this is why we're fighting this, because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me because of things I've read, one in the paper, and talked to, you know, the other side about it, and talking informally with the city. But we need to talk formally, you know, up here and just say, so why did we do this? I mean, what is the reasoning behind this? Not just something, oh, we want to control the library. Okay, well, control, you know, has a harsh meaning to so many people. We got to take a break here. Our guest is Gary Cadd. We're talking city council. We're talking about what happened at the library. Our guest in the next hour is going to be Fred Salanti. We're going to be talking Missing in America Project, but also some things that have occurred to the veterans lately. Several things that have happened to our veterans, you know, nationwide and in our state that are just horrible. Carl Lindebott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where eatertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help.
The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel in Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, and our guest is Gary Cadd, talking about stuff that's going on that's right here, River City, City Council here in Reading. I wanted to, before, while you're driving, I know you're getting in the car and on your way to work, I want to let you know that a couple things as far as what are the top five movies in box office. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2, the weekend gross was $169 million. It is the largest movie of history that ever made that much money over the weekend. Then you go to Transformers, Dark of the Moon. Then Horrible Bosses, weekend gross was $17 million. Zookeeper at $12.3 million, and Cars weekend gross is $8.4 million. So those are your top five films. And what we're going to do right now, first caller 605-4567, is I'm going to give you four tickets that are going to take you to Cheaper by the Dozen. It's always wonderful to support your local community theater. And this show is for the 30th of July. Four tickets for Cheaper by the Dozen for the first caller today, right now, 605-4567. Why don't you go take your family and have, it's a great family show, or go with some friends. Four tickets for Cheaper by the Dozen for the 30th of July.
Okay, I guess Gary Cadd. Now, you were talking about the convention center. You said there were some presentations on the convention center last night?
Yes, well, there are several people who got up and spoke at the convention center. Do not close the convention center. And then
I don't think the convention center should close.
No way.
There's plans to keep it open, you know, and we got to just take one of them.
At all costs, it needs to stay open. Charlie Harper from Bethel spoke. And surprising to me that someone from Mesa Productions wasn't there to speak last night.
It's interesting, huh?
Yeah, it was sort of surprising why that happened. But you know, as far as the convention center area, also the rodeo folks have a 5-year contract on the rodeo grounds earlier thing on the
they have 5 years, so in other words they've got, where are they, is it up, the 5-year contract that they have, is it up?
No, just they just got the 5-year contract. It was in the consent agenda is what I was trying to get
yeah
out.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't one that was actually talked, it was grouped in a bunch of others, but it's 5-year.
Can the city break that contract? Probably can. It's probably something in there. They can break it if they had to. I know that Turtle Bay. I say I know. I'm pretty sure from people I've talked to over there is that they don't really care who has the convention center. I mean, I really believe that. They just want it because, you know, they're building the hotel, and if you have a viable convention center, you have guests that stay in the hotel.
Yeah, it's an attraction for
them. It's if you have a viable convention center where you've got events coming in,
conventions,
and you know all the things that are happening, then guess what? The hotel stays full. So they, you know, to me, I would think Turtle Bay and McConnell Foundation has a dog in this fight.
And I'd hate to see anything happen with the rodeo grounds, because I just think it's the most charming, wonderful place to go see a rodeo. I like the old school. I mean, where do you get to go? It's kind of going to an old club,
that's right,
you know, that's still got the goods.
That's right.
Well, yeah, and the fact that the river's right there. I mean, what a spot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's
wonderful. Hey, Mike, congratulations. You've won the tickets. 1326 Market Street is where the station's located. You have to come by somewhere before 12 o'clock and pick those, redeem those tickets with your
Monday
name.
Monday through Friday.
Congratulations.
That's right. Monday through Friday, you can come in around before 12 and get the tickets. And if it's going to be after that for some reason, just give us a call and we'll make some kind of arrangements.
We have just about a minute left, but so you said, okay, we're going back to the rodeo. The rodeo association got their 5-year contract. Should be interesting to follow to see what happens with the convention center.
It is, and you know what? And it's a good news thing. I know Bethel wants to keep it open. I know that they're really interested in it. And I think we need, as a city, to keep it open. You know, this is a resilient city, no matter what you see in surveys that aren't true. No, this is a resilient city, and we're going to be bouncing back. Okay, our guest in the next hour will be Fred Salante, Missing in America Project, a nationwide project. And if you don't know about it, then you haven't been listening to us, because we've been talking about it, and this man has done so much for this nation, and it's stationed and kind of right out of here in Reading. So this is Carl Lindabott, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR, Shouts to Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
I can only vote to raise the debt ceiling if we get a balanced budget amendment.
But Republican Rand Paul is in the minority in the Senate, where the House-passed debt relief plan is expected to die as an alternative emerges. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
And the bipartisan Gang of Six is pushing a proposal to cut the deficit by nearly $4 trillion over the next decade.
It is a compromise. But that's what is required here.
Democrat Kent Conrad says the plan immediately cuts $500 billion in spending. It also simplifies the tax code, lowers rates, and abolishes tax breaks.
I'd say really a shift in the American fiscal policy dynamic.
Idaho Republican Mike Crapo says the Gang of Six proposal is much broader than a debt limit increase, and many lawmakers suggest the package is too ambitious to meet the August 2nd deadline. Dave?
Jared, Minnesota's government shutdown is over.
I'm not entirely happy with this budget that I've just signed into law. It's not what I wanted.
But Democratic Governor Mark Dayton says it's the best option he had, working with Republican lawmakers. 22,000 state workers have been off the job without pay all month. It's still a slow housing market. Previously owned home sales dipped about 1% last month, on pace to be the worst year since 98. The heat wave baking the Midwest, now spreading east. Excessive warnings and watches up from North Dakota to Massachusetts. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Dave, at least 12 possible heat-related deaths have been reported in the Midwest. Today, it'll feel close to 116 degrees in Minneapolis and 110 here in Chicago, where some couldn't resist squeezing in a workout along the lakefront.
You really got to hydrate a lot before you run or exercise. Not during, because once you start exercising, it's too late to start drinking.
I just start early in the morning. I have training for the Chicago Marathon.
Cooler air should start moving into the Plain States this weekend as the heat moves east. Dave?
Jennifer, three Somali pirates pleaded not guilty in Virginia this morning to charges they murdered four Americans on a hijacked yacht in February. They could get the death penalty. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Carl Brashear was the first African-American to become a U.S. Navy master diver. Born in 1931 to Kentucky sharecroppers, he only completed grade school. But that's just the man on paper. In the water, Brashear also became the first amputee to certify or recertify as a military diver. On a mission to retrieve a hydrogen bomb off the coast of Spain, a broken cable nearly sheared off his leg. It's no sin to get knocked down, Carl said. It's a sin to stay down. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Carl said it's no sin to get knocked down. And his life reminds us that the best response is to get back up in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
It got a little testy in Britain's Parliament today.
I never had one inappropriate conversation.
As British Prime Minister David Cameron faced questions over the phone hacking scandal that shut down a newspaper. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in London.
Dave, the Prime Minister got caught up in all of this when his former communications chief, Andy Coulson, was arrested on suspicion of phone hacking. He's a former editor of the News of the World. While Cameron refused to make an apology, he did say this.
With 20-20 hindsight and all that has followed, I would not have offered him the job.
In an emergency session with lawmakers. Meanwhile, remember that protester yesterday who threw a plate of shaving foam at Rupert Murdoch while he answered questions? He's been charged with harassment. News Corporation is parent of News of the World and Fox News, Dave.
And Emily, Irish lawmakers have unanimously backed a motion accusing the Vatican of sabotage, encouraging Catholic bishops not to tell police about suspected pedophile priests going against Irish law. They're enjoying a final full day in space. The Atlantis crew getting ready to come home.
The
weather is looking very promising tomorrow.
NASA's Tony Sakachi. It'll land shortly before sunrise, ending the final mission for the space shuttle program. It's been fourth down for a while in the NFL, but for the first time since the lockout started, it's fourth and goal. A new labor deal close.
We could see training camp begin by the weekend, as the NFL's four-month lockout said to come to an end as early as today. So long as a deal gets finalized and players sign off on it, they're gathering in Washington, D.C. to be in place for a vote. Team owners could ratify the deal when they meet in Atlanta tomorrow. The collective bargaining agreement, much about billions of dollars in revenue sharing, salary caps, and rookie salaries. No word if the regular season will be extended by two games, as team owners were fighting for. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, after the big rally yesterday, nothing going. The Dow is down 2 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05, July the 20th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Hop in our chat room. Say hello. Get in there. You can start your own little chats going on. Today at noontime, I'm being picked up and taken by the Muscular Dystrophy Association down to Logan's and being held for ransom. My ransom, I think, is approximately $5. Other people, probably more, because they're worth more. But so if you've got time, stop on by there and give a dollar or 50 cents or whatever to get me out. Yeah, and Linda, by the way, will pay you $5 not to get me out. So.
You mean you're in the doghouse or the cat house? I'm not sure. The cat house, you'd probably stay longer.
Yeah. dear, how can you say that? And you just made me completely forget what I was going to talk about.
You're listening to the KCNR. Shasta Redding, currently 77 degrees today on the 20th. Of course, it was this day in history that our first man landed on the moon. And what were his famous words? Bob, put you on the spot.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I love it.
Yep. Not only that, but okay, here's my question, Bad Bob. Who took the photos of him stepping on the moon?
Oh. A lot of conspiracy theorists go off on that one.
Yeah.
There was actually a camera mounted on a dropout panel on the side of the lower module.
I thought that they had practiced this in their training areas and had recorded that, and then they used that as the footage, saying this is what it would look like.
The video footage that was shown, the black and white grainy image, was the built-in camera. Now there were some still pictures later on that were taken from a better
angle. That's what really caused the conspiracy theory. And well, speaking of our guest today is Fred Salanti from the Missing in America Project. Before we get to Fred here, Chief Peter Hansen has announced his retirement today. Came out. This was something that's been rumored for a while. But the chief will be on our show tomorrow at 7:30 and be talking about it. And he's the first place he'll be, I guess, talking about it, is here on Free Fire Radio. We appreciate what Chief Hansen has done so much for the community here, and we hate to lose him. And so we'll be also be interested in seeing what the city council does to replace Chief Hansen. Okay, our guest today is Missing in America Project leader and founder, Fred Salanti. Fred, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Well, you know what? You know, Fred, this is a nationwide movement that you started. And yet there's probably still some people that don't know who you are and what the project is. So, you know what we're going to do is we're going to take an early break, and that way we can come back and we've got some extra time. We can talk about you. We can talk about the project. We can talk about the things that are coming up. And then, you know, later on in the show, we're going to be talking veterans issues, because you're on top of all those too, and some of the things that are going on. So we're going to take a quick break now. This is Carl and Linda Bott, 8:08 in the morning, July the 20th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Redding by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody about NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can apply for credit, pay on your account, order fuel for delivery, and check out our CFN and fleet-wide sites. It's that time of the year when you need to start spraying your porches, patios, and fences with our new Login Shake. We sell it in 5-gallon pails or bulk. We're selling propane bottle tanks now, 2.5-gallon to 7 gallons, for camping to barbecues. Also, Johnny and Ricky are starting to do a lot of tune-ups on Monitor and Toyo stoves this summer, so you'll be ready for winter. Give us a call for a free estimate. 241-2196. Northern Lights Energy, your Monitor and Toyo stove dealer. For all the hot rods and Harleys and boats, we have high-octane fuel. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and in Redding, open on Saturday till 3:30. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:12 in the morning, and we're glad that you're listening to KCNR 1460 and that you have us on your iPhone app and you're listening. A shout out to all of you loyal listeners this morning. We love you. You know, we get up and we think, oh, well, you know, we got to be there because people are counting on us. And it's really nice in the community when you know that you count on people and they count on you. And that's what this morning's program is all about.
There you go. Hey, and this portion of the program is brought by people we count on. Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leo, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He's been in Redding for 20 years. He is our eye man. He takes care of our eyes. You only got two of them. You want somebody to take care of him and knows what he's doing. He's got an on-site lab. You have insurance. It doesn't make any difference. They'll work something out with you. The contact lenses, lenses for the whole family, and, of course, those progressive lenses that some of us need now as we get a little bit older. Glasses for the whole family does a great job, so does the staff. Dr. Joseph Leia, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call, 223-2325.
Our guest this morning is Fred Salante from Missing in America Project. And I know that we talk about traveling all over, and, you know, people who don't know about Missing in America Project, let's say, for instance, and one of the big things that they've got right now that's popular is you know, on one of the channels is about going and bidding on storage sheds. And let's say it's a garage seller. Let's say somebody bought a house, and all of a sudden here is this a box or an urn, and you don't know what to do with it. I mean, who does this belong to? What is this? Or was this my great-great-grandparents, and it's been, you know, stuck in the back? And that's recently happened right here in our town, hasn't it, Fred?
Yeah. In fact, yesterday I got a call from a young lady who bought a storage unit, and in it she found an urn, and luckily there was a death certificate with it that showed the guy's name and that he was a merchant seaman for his life, and she's at a dead block because she's not the next of kin. She's not anything that she can do about it. And part of what the Missing in America Project did was to go out and establish our credentials and make ourselves legal so that we are the legal representative for any veteran that doesn't have a voice. So we're able to sign for all of their burial documents, sign for the funeral home documents. We're able to come in and step in place and get this process completed. And this poor lady was just at wit's end. And last Tuesday in Dixon, we did a service for a lady in Sacramento that her boyfriend bought a house. And in the house in the garage was a wooden box. They opened it up, and there's a baggie full of ashes with a death certificate. And she followed through with it. And so last Tuesday, we've culminated that with a funeral in Dixon. And we drove to Sacramento and escorted them from downtown out to the cemetery. So if people say, what do? Those are some local examples of what we do. When people reach an impasse because no government agency or no other agency will help them to find a place, an honorable place for somebody that they find, we do that, and we research it, and we get them done, and we have the legal authority. And as of August 27th last year, Governor Schwarzenegger put the Missing in America Project in charge of every veteran in the state of California to make sure that they're honorably buried. And with that, we have encroachment permits that we can do funeral escorts and ensure a smooth flow of traffic with every funeral procession from border to border in the state legally. And so we've made some big strides, and also with that law, it appointed a representative that belongs to the volunteer, to the Board of Supervisors in every county. In our case here, it's Rick Peretti, and Shasta County was the first county to approve it in the state and assign a Veterans Remains officer who then works with funeral homes, individuals, people, and he works under the VSO with Bob Dunlap and stuff. So we don't work out of the office, but we work in conjunction, and we're actually a county volunteer, and so we're part of the legal group that we work with, which was our mission statement, that we work with every entity to accomplish the goal of getting all of our heroes with given honor and respect.
Well, people don't really, they're going, okay, wow, that's something, but who is the Missing in America Project? You started this project when? 4 or 5 years ago?
July of 2006.
July of 2006. And what was your purpose of it? What started this whole thing for
you? Well, what started was is that we found that there were veterans that were being buried at cemeteries that had no family, so they would do 20, 30 burials of a veteran, and there would absolutely be nobody there to see them on their way or give them any honor and respect. So we started showing to that, and then from that, I started calling cemeteries on the West Coast to find out if other places did the same as Eagle Point did, and come to find out, we went to Idaho, and they had funeral homes and stuff that came to them that said, we have cremains on the shelves of people that we don't know if they're veteran or not, but we'd like to get them identified and get them buried. And our first official service was November 9th of 2006 at Boise, Idaho, for 21 veterans and a spouse. And so that then let me call Nevada and found out that they had 34 the year before. Oregon had the 3,600 cremains to be identified in the mental hospital in Oregon. And it became a national problem. So there we spread it. And original estimates were we'd find 10 to 15,000 veterans and a couple hundred thousand cremated remains. I have changed that estimate. We've seen 1,200 funeral homes. We have over 6,000 names to identify. We've buried over 1,100 veterans. And we have another 50, 60 to bury. And we're talking veterans, which we have a mission on the 26th in Missouri for 13 veterans that were all born in the 1800s. The last one died in 1837. And these are Civil War, Spanish-American War, and World War I veterans that have been on the shelf for years and years and years. And we did one last September, a husband and wife from the Civil War, and they were on the shelves for 98 years.
Well, see, that's the thing is that's what the Missing in America Project is, my friends. It's to identify those remains that are they're sitting someplace, and they, make sure that they're veterans or their families of a veteran, and then give them an honorable funeral with the honors, with the taps, with the firing of the salute, with flags and everything, instead of just sitting someplace on a shelf as they have for so many other times. Now, this has gone nationwide. This isn't just Fred Salante and his merry band of brigands around here. You've gone nationwide with this project.
I have over 1,200 volunteers, and we have 49 states working active right now, some more active than not. I probably have 15 that have constantly have services and actions. Missouri, we just did a beautiful one in El Paso for 12 veterans, and the same thing that were abandoned in actually New Mexico in Las Cruces, and we brought them down to El Paso and at Fort Bliss. They were buried with honor, and so...
And we're not just talking about, it's enough to be a veteran, but we're talking in many cases heroes, including a Medal of Honor recipient.
Wow.
That was just left out in a parking lot. And that, they.
The recent one that yes.
And that's the one that we started with you on this, and that run back to Washington, D.C.
And with that one, we had to go get a federal court over to exhume him so that again, gave us the national. Credibility that because we're accepted and we're able to represent these people in court and legally be their representative.
Yeah, hell of a ride across country. We've got to take a break here. Our guest is Fred Salante, who heads up the Missing in America Project. And, this is one of the jobs, and Fred has said this to me several times, many times over, he'd love to be out of a job on this. And he's gotten the United States Veterans Veterans Department in it, the VA, Veterans Agency into this thing to help out with the identifications. But we'll go more on this when we get back. This is Carl Lindebont. This is Free Fire Radio, 8:21 in the morning, July the 20th.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're right.
Save the date. On Friday, July 22nd, come down to Wind River Casino and check out Redding's hottest new bar in town, Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Don't miss this grand opening celebration. The celebration starts at noon. Prize wheel, drawings, giveaways, appetizer specials, drink specials, and much more. Drawings start at 1 o'clock. Sports memorabilia, Colt 45 tickets, Shasta Raceway tickets, and the grand prize, San Francisco Giants tickets, plus the gas to get there. Come down for your chance to win. The Colt 45s will be here from 2 to 4 o'clock for a meet and greet and ticket giveaways. The grand opening celebration continues with live music on the stage at 9:30 featuring Clear Cut. For more information on Wind River's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge grand opening, log on to windriver.com or check updates out on Facebook. Better yet, on Friday, July 22nd at noon, head down to Wind River Casino and check out the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel-and-eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And, of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where eatertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at ReadingConventionCenter.com. Move over, Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart annual estate sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:25 in the morning, July the 20th. You know, today on our show, we've talked about the debt ceiling. We've talked about what's happened at City Hall. We talked about continuing lawsuits that the city is getting into. We talked about headlines in the paper that made it sound bad, but after, you know, about, you know, what, how resilient is our city in Reading? And it made it sound from the headlines not good. But once you read into the article, into the second page of the article, you found out that, you know, that's not exact, you know, that there's a bias in their survey that, you know, that a Chico State professor refuted it completely, and that, you know, people doing the survey agreed with them. So this whole thing, is the city resilient? You know why the city is resilient? Because part of it they talk about is community organizations. Well, if Missing in America Project is not a community organization, what is? If the many organizations that stand together in this city aren't counted, how can you say the city is not resilient? Our guest is Fred Salante, who is the founder of the Missing in America Project. And, Fred, let's talk about some of these things that are happening now. I think the closest one is August 5th.
August 5th is the first one, and that's a Patriot flag escort. This is a unique escort that started last year for the first time, and it starts at Harley-Davidson headquarters, tours the nation. It's been all over the East Coast and in the South and headed now to us. It'll arrive in Chico August 4th. And they'll do some ceremonies and stuff down at Halls, Harley-Davidson. And then on August 5th, it comes to Reading, Harley-Davidson. And
an auspicious day, by the way, August 5th. I can understand it.
Carl's birthday.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, then, that's even more reason. And
hey, thanks for bringing it in, Fred, and Harley-Davidson on that day. Yeah, it's very thoughtful of you.
Anyway, that ride is a special ride now that tours the whole country and ends up back in display back at Harley-Davidson headquarters.
All right.
So it comes through, and it's very special, and it travels from every dealership to every dealership throughout. What's going to happen is this is a ride that's open for the public to join into.
Fabulous.
And so the tentative schedule right now is that we will meet the group. The Missing in America Project has been requested to provide safety and security to ensure the smooth and orderly flow of traffic to get them through here and get them safely so that both the riders and the public are protected. And because we're trained and have the special permits, I put in a special permit for this event. But we'll stage at factory outlets for the general public to come and join at about 11 to 11:15 on August 5th.
Do you have to be on a motorcycle?
Well, I would say yes. I would say that we're not probably wanting to bring cars in this part of the escort. This is a
Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
Yeah, and
all motorcycles. Hey, it's all motorcycles.
Well,
right?
You know what? I give them really good credit because they came to me who rides a Goldwing. We're still going to all be part of this community event because
that's right.
A Patriot flag, and that's just
right.
The name.
Right. So,
anyway, we'll meet there. We'll depart probably the factory outlet stores at about 11:40. We're going to travel 273 all the way up through Pine Street, all the way up to Twin View on the other side of Lake, and then we'll take Twin View and go into Harley-Davidson at Reading. And at that point, there'll be some flag honors and presentations and ceremonies with some dignitaries. And with that, I've also been notified that with our ride, we will have lots of dignitaries with us as well that will be riding in a nice procession. And some of us have been requested to go all the way to Chico to escort them all the way from Chico up. But for the general public, they meet at Factory Outlets
in
Anderson, and we'll leave at about 11:40. We'll come up. When we do arrive and they get done with the ceremonies, Mission in America is cooking and donating all of the hamburgers and stuff for people to eat because it is lunchtime, and Redding Harley Owners Group is providing all of the condiments and the other stuff, and it'll be just a really nice time and a really good event. And then one step further, the next day we're going to take it to DNS in Medford, so we'll continue it on its route.
Okay,
wow.
And the purpose of this is just to show kind of a celebration of America. In this,
for patriots to join patriots and ride through, you know, you talked about all the things you just did with the city and with everything. This is to forget all of that and know that we're all Americans and we're all patriots.
We're all patriots.
And, you know, I got one thing to add before we slip off on me, Carl, if I got just a second.
Yeah.
The city of Redding, RPD, Chief Hansen, the Sheriff's Department, Spasenko, the Highway Patrol here, I cannot begin to tell this community how well they work with us to let us assist them and let us control and help them with the flow of traffic. With all the cuts and all the stuff, they really have a problem to manage everything. So I just want to say thanks. This
okay.
community is great.
It we is have great. A great community.
We do. And we're going to take a break for the news. We come back forever. We're going to talk about a couple of the things going on. Then I'm going to talk to you a couple of veterans issues, because this is something else that you're also involved in. Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio, and this is the news.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Less than 2 weeks to raise the debt limit. A bipartisan plan crafted by six senators is gaining momentum.
God bless the Gang of Six in trying to save this great nation.
House Democrat Charles Rangel of New York. Work on the plan is being encouraged by President Obama.
That plan would reconfigure the tax code and cut and limit spending. Some conservatives, like South Dakota's John Thune, are intrigued.
People like it for different reasons, but it's meeting, I think, with a pretty favorable response so far.
But there are serious questions about whether there's enough time to get it done by the August 2nd deadline.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. After nearly 3 weeks, the state government shutdown is over in Minnesota. A compromise signed this morning by Governor Mark Dayton.
This is the best option that is available and would be for any time.
The legislature worked nearly all night to end Minnesota's budget stalemate. It may be at least tomorrow, though, before some state offices are reopened. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network. America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel in Memorial Park proudly serves the Redding area
Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
Hey, I'm here with Loanna from As Seen on TV Store. Loanna, what is your favorite gift in the store?
It's the one I use every single day. Every time I step in my car, I use it. I use it when I go on a trip in the airplane. Anytime I'm sitting in any type of chair for any length of time, I love it. It's called the Web Back Support. Now, if you come in the store, we have a really great special on them. We've sold millions of them for $19.95. But in our store now, you can get two for $9.95. Come in today and tell our clerks you heard it on the radio, and you will get three for $9.95.
What a great deal that is. Now, you use these in hot weather. You use these just anywhere, is that right?
Oh, especially in hot weather. The thing I love about it is when you put this in your car seat, it gives you a suspended back support. The air circulation comes right around the back of it, and when I step out, my clothes are not all hot and sweaty.
The only places you can get these web back supports is the As Seen on TV store. That's 1746 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:35 in the morning, July the 20th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off the Athens Avenue. Take a step back in the time to good haircuts, good prices, and they give discounts to veterans. This is a place to go to. Great conversation. You don't worry about getting your nails done or your hair blown dry. And you just, in fact, Fred, I don't think they could blow dry your hair. Fred Salanti has a very close military haircut here, you might say. DC Tim and the Man in Black, they give great haircuts. They support our community. Again, we talk about another business that supports this community, that gives discounts to veterans and loves this community. That's the Cypress Square Barbershop. If you haven't been there, please go. Man's last stronghold, they say, but it's a great place to. It's a great place. Bad Bob, are you okay? Bad Bob just leaped into the air.
That was the sound of Velcro.
Oh, okay. He's Velcro to the chair here. Hey, our guest is Fred Salanti from the Missing in America Project. A question came in over the chat room about Missing in America Project and the Patriot Guard riders riding together.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point that somebody asked. Missing in America, when we started when I was on national staff with Patriot Guard nationwide, and then we ran into the problem that the Patriot Guard wouldn't accept the responsibility to sign for the veterans' remains nor provide insurance for their riders to block roads and to do stuff. So we still stay married. That part of my escort riders are all Patriot Guard members. Most of my people are. And so there's not a label. However, we are two separate entire entities, and the Patriot Guard mission statement is to honor the veterans and honor KIAs and to do the flag lines and provide honors. The Missing in America mission in this particular case, in this area, is that we have the city ordinance and the Caltrans permit that makes us replace the police. So in effect, you can have a Patriot Guard mission that's doing stuff with the family, but they will still request Missing in America to provide the legal structure to ensure the safety and the smooth flow of traffic. So there always is marriages, Carl. No, everybody has to work together.
Yeah, and the bottom line is honoring veterans.
Yeah,
you know, and never get, you know, and nobody ever forgets that the bottom line is to honor our veterans, especially our fallen veterans.
Yes.
So, okay. Now, on the 7th of August, we talked about the 5th with the Patriot flag coming through. But on the 7th, you're having another fundraiser because of the wall that's coming through here, and we're going to be down at the Vets Hall on Yuba Street. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're having a big reception, and what happens is that we have a flyer and a T-shirt that we're making that we designed a really good logo that's basically represents everything that we honor and respect. And it's not just MIAP honors. We're doing it because I'm doing the legal structure to help and try and fund for the traveling tribute to come here. So we need to raise funds because that's pretty expensive. And that'll be here on Big Bike Weekend. It'll arrive on the 6th and be here on display from the 7th to 9th. And this is not the wall that's been in Reading before.
This is a different. Yeah, this is a different one.
Well, it's the 80% of the Vietnam Veterans Wall is the same. But since then, since they've been here the last time, they've added a complete thing that is all of Afghan, Iraq, the Twin Towers, firemen, policemen, the Fort Hood Massacre. So what we're saying is on this logo that I made up, we have a fireman, a policeman, the tower's burning in the back, and we also have a heart emblem in there. So what we're saying is that MIAP, as a patriots, as Americans, we honor all of these activities. And yes, our primary mission is to do what we do for veterans, but you can see from how we've described it and what it is, you have to also do things that are to the community that are spontaneous and more light than dealing
with. Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. We have to do that. In fact, we've got a question on line one. Mike, you're on line one.
Welcome to the program, Mike.
Hey, Mike, you're welcome to welcome to Free Fire Radio. You're on line one.
Good morning. Thank you very much from this veterans, at the bottom of my heart, to both of you guys for what you guys do for us. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mike.
I'll take any comments off of the air also. I had heard at the grapevine saying that the MIAP building directly behind the grocery outlet is either closed or going to be closed. And I know Fred's been talking about raising money for different things. And also, forgive me if I missed it because I only got a chance to catch off the show this morning. But there's a lot of funds being raised for the wall and for the flag and all this other stuff. What about raising some money locally for MIAP? How can we as a community and as a veteran help? And again, thanks for what you guys do.
Thank you, Mike, for your question.
Well, good point, Mike, and I would have not brought that up. But obviously, we've been maintaining an office for the past 2 years to the tune of about a $600 a month hemorrhage to us for rent and for phones and for the other things. It became to the point with the economy the way it is that there are no donations coming in directly to MIAP. We do have our website, www.miap.us, that has a donate button. And all of these events we're raising for the wall and the other stuff will also help us contribute. But, yes, we ran the food bank out of that building behind Grocery Outlet. We ran the medical loan program for veterans out of that. And I have to shut the place down by the 1st of August because it was very hard to justify to my board of directors that I was spending money for rent on a building when we have veterans that we still have to buy permits to bury and we have to pay the fees and the cost to do that. And so, you know, when you reach a decision that do I take care of veterans or do I take care of a rent and a building, that explains that there's not much I could do to justify to keep spending
how
that
people,
money.
How do people support MIAP, Fred?
Well,
how can they do it?
Well, they can support us in many ways, and of course the big thing is if they go to our website, they can send it. If they can't, they can mail a donation check to 2874 Sandalwood Street, Redding, California, attention MIAP, or to address to MIAP. And obviously we have no major grants, no fundraising other than what we're doing here locally to fund us. And everything we do is to work towards that. We have a Bury a Hero program that specifically says that the cost to bury each veteran is $50. And if you want to contribute money to Bury a Hero, you virtually are paying for a veteran every $50 you donate that helps us continue to pay the fees we need to do to bury veterans. And so, yes, I'm sad to say we will shut that down. The food bank will continue at Loaves and Fishes next door. The medical loan program is being continued by the Masonic Lodge with us. We'll still field questions and get people taken care of. But us as a personal business and entity, I can't justify it.
Okay. All right, maybe we have to take a break here. It's Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Fred Salante, founder and organizer and the chief mover behind Missing in America Project, a nationwide organization that pays honors to our fallen veterans who have never been claimed. Their remains have never been claimed. Missing in America Project finds them, identifies their service, and then inters them with honor. This is Free Fire Radio.
Been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, there you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, let's talk about Tobacco and Brew. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, they're one of the major supporters for the Missing in America project, which is not a surprise because Joe and Shelley support this community. They support the veterans. They have Espresso Joe's there where you can get coffee and icy drinks and everything. And, of course, they have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And again, like I said, they have a community office there that, or a community room that they offer to people. And, you know, free. So people can have meetings. This is
Snickerdoodle.
Tobacco. Yeah.
Snickerdoodle is their coffee of the month.
Snickerdoodle.
Yep.
Well, you know what? They can't say enough about that either then. Snickerdoodle. All right. Weather, is that what you're getting?
Yes, of course. Today's going
to
be high of 93, sunny and clear. This evening, 65. Tomorrow, we're looking at a 93, a high of the temperature, sunny again, and mostly clear tomorrow night with a low of 64. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday night, they start opening and doing their pizzas with their pizza oven on the deck, and Sunday, of course, Sunday and Sunday evening with a new chef just on those days. Chef Wilcox. And
Mr. Wilcox.
It's going to be incredible for, especially with this weather, to go and take a ride out to Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, our guest Fred Solante from Missing America Project. Let's just change gears here for a second. Fred, you're really tuned into the veterans and veterans issues here. Lately, I've written a couple blogs about the VA at war with veterans on the backlog, a million case backlog. 800 and something thousand of just regular cases, and over 200,000 of notice of disagreements. A notice of disagreement is there's some, you know, you've, the VA has come back, you've gone through a physical. I say you, generic you, has gone through a physical. There's something wrong here. The VA says comes back with an their decision, and the decision is one you disagree with, that your doctor disagrees with. So you go back with a notice of disagreement to have this looked at again. And this right now goes to Oakland. And from what I understand, they've got cases that are backed up 2 years there. Is that correct?
I think probably 2 years and maybe longer. I personally have some claims in there that are that long and have some friends in the same boat. And you can't get an answer other than we're backlogged and we're putting people on 6 days a week, paying them overtime to do catch up the backlog. But every comment seems to be that that doesn't happen. And so I know of two congressionals that have been written to the Oakland office that were answered by Shinsensky that says, oh, they're working on it, they're going to speed up the process. But yet for those of us that have been in the system for a couple of years, there's no letters, no notices, no speed up.
Well, so Shinsensky said, I've seen the letters, and it was Herger writing. Herger wrote the letter, the first one last year, and it came back in January, and Shinsensky said that they had extended medical leave going on with a lot of their people. And, yeah, well, that's what they said. And then, you know, they had the Agent Orange thing. And then lately, I understand there's like 28 people they're sending out for training, which then, of course, puts you back even further. And they're looking at 2,000 a week more getting backlogged here. Now, I don't understand how we can have a million-person backlog. The first time I wrote about this was in February of this year, and they were talking about all this whole new things they were doing to fix this by the beginning of 2012. And it's getting to be toward the end of 2011. And part of what they were trying to do, they said, was change people's attitudes that worked at the Veterans Administration, which to me is kind of a scary thing.
I found that in my comments, when you call in, of course, to the 800 number, and for people that don't know it, you need to go to the website ebenefits.com and get yourself signed up if you're a veteran looking to find status of any claims, because if you call the 800 number, sometimes you'll be cut off immediately if they have too many backlogs of phones, or you'll be at least a 15-20 minute wait. But if you go to ebenefits.com, that's an online version that gives you the same status that that clerk looks at when you call in. And so you have to get signed up either by the clinic or by somebody else. But once you have access to that, you can go daily, instantly, and check it. You can ask for letters that you don't have to go to the VSO or whatever to get. It has letters of service, letters of income, letters that you need to turn in for mortgages, loans, get your own DD-214, request everything online now versus a manual process. So that's a really good tool. The problem is it still doesn't solve the problem of backlogs and people working on it. And to tell you the truth, they said that they put these people on 6 days a week in overtime. I've seen no increase in any letters or people getting approval in anybody here in the North State that has a favorable result any time in the last 5-6 months.
Well, I have got letters, and I have emails, and I have phone calls in to Senator Boxer and Senator Feinstein asking, one, do you know about this million case backlog? One. Two, what are you doing about it? How have you addressed this? Now, I put that in... 10, 12 days ago. I've talked to people. I haven't heard anything back from them, but I have noticed that Senator Feinstein's been very busy in getting the Defense of Marriage Act repealed. I just saw that in the paper today. So, you know, she has her priorities. Obviously, the veterans is not one of them. We got to take a break. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, 8:52 in the morning. Our guest, Fred Salanti from the Missing in America Project. And when we come back in our last segment, we're going to talk a little bit about some other things that are going on with the Missing in America Project and just kind of like thank Fred publicly again.
Just a small town girl living in
incredible summer incentives now going on at Redding's premier independent retirement living community, Shasta Estates. Don't settle for anything less than the best. These incredible incentives end this month. As you consider senior living options, consider the safety and security of live-in managers available 24/7, housekeeping, a robust social calendar filled with fun activities, 3 delicious meals prepared daily by a certified chef, and so much more. All these amenities and all utilities except phone are covered in the monthly rent with no buy-in fees. And Shasta Estates is currently offering a limited number of beautiful one-bedroom apartments at studio rates, as well as a 5-year rent freeze. These summer incentives will never be repeated. So visit Shasta Estates today at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard for a tour and complimentary meal. Or call 243-3014 for more information. Visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is the fun, active, and worry-free lifestyle you imagine for your golden years and is available today with huge money-saving incentives through July only at Shasta Estates.
What's your name?
Michael Sidoti.
And you come to Kent's office?
Yeah, 10 years.
Now, what do you like about Kent's?
Everything. Meat, produce, his courtesy. There's nothing. I love everything about Kent.
Is there one thing in particular that brought you here initially?
I would have to say Kent's, good old boy gratitude attitude. That's what I really appreciate more than anything.
Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at ReadingConventionCenter.com. Move over Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:55 in the morning, July 20th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Of course, our chat room is going and our streaming at KCNR1460.com.
One of the things we said at the break, which is, you know, it struck me as something that I can see, and a lot of times with for me personally, details, I just start to, even though it's really important, the world is built and what we're doing and everything, so much details. But when you started to say it's $50 to bury a vet, I thought to myself, you know, this would be a really cool family project. When you think about when the kids are pulling the weeds, or when there's, you know, are we going to buy a game? This month, are we going to bury a vet? What an interesting family project to get together and know that the money that everybody pools in that family can go to the honor of burying somebody who was put on a shelf and has been forgotten, but this family is going to bring this to their attention. I think it would be an incredible...
I think so, too.
An incredible move towards a selfish lessness, if there's a word for that.
Well, yeah.
Something like that.
Selflessness. Fred, our guest, Fred Salanti from Missing America Project. You know, Fred, one of the things we just were talking about during the break is, since 2007, you all have interred over 300 veterans that were unclaimed.
Yes, and that's just the unclaimed part. That we found, and we actually have done that mostly with Shasta County and Tehama County and some from Humboldt County. So we haven't even scratched the surface of all the other counties around here that will increase that. But again, that goes back to the same thing, that we have to be able to get
so,
the travel.
So we're talking like in 48 months, we're talking about 300 unclaimed veterans. And that doesn't even include the 2 to 3 missions a week you ride on to pay honor to our veterans out there that are, you know, they could be anywhere from I know you all take trips down to, you know, Susanville and other places also.
Well, as soon as I leave the show, I'm racing to Red Bluff. I have a funeral to do at 10 o'clock to leave Red Bluff, coming back to Igo.
That's right.
For a Frank Angelo from Red Bluff. And so we're constantly on the move, and we anytime you see the guys with the yellow vests and the other stuff, that's an MIAP escort. And the big thing to remember is that any family that wishes to have their loved one escorted to a cemetery, MIAP does all veterans free of charge. There's absolutely no charge for us to do it. But that, again, taxes our volunteers and our own expenses to what we do.
So you will take donations, and that's a big thing. Now, where's your website one more time?
www.miap.us.
And who do they, and give us the phone number they can call.
Well, they can call 530-229-9000.
229-9000, and from there you'll get information on where, if you have the means to write a check and help support such a worthy thing. Again, August 5th.
Patriot Flag Day.
We start at the Anderson Outlets.
And we're going to talk more about it.
And you know, August 7th, don't miss the at Yuba City at the Vet Hall that evening
on Yuba Street.
Yuba Street. Okay. Right. Starting at
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, and that's going to be a fundraiser as well.
We're going to be talking about that, too. Hey, our guest tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Paul Hooser from the REU is going to be on from the city. It's one part of our regular city updates. But also, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen will be on in the morning to talk about his decision, why, and in the future, in his future. So that's tomorrow morning right here on Free Fire Radio. Fred, thanks a lot for being here today.
Thank you, Fred.
We appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's true. Okay. Looks like it could be a good day today.
It's going to be a fabulous day. You're going to get kidnapped, and we're going to try to
MDA.
See if we can get you out of Hawk.
Yeah, I mean, they're taking me at noontime, taking me to Logan's.
We'll see you at Logan's.
Bail me out. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta.